Time now for the Cyclone Insider with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, how are you?
Doing well. How are you, Brandon?
Good. You were supposed to be busy last night, right?
That's right, yeah.
But you weren't.
No, it's a third men's basketball game for Iowa State that's been canceled this season. Well, this one's postponed.
Mm-hmm.
The other two were canceled against DePaul and Chicago State. Unfortunately for Iowa State, too, all three very winnable games, you
mm-hmm.
know, that in a year where you need some wins, it sure would be nice to have those three games. But, you know, it's a tough break. None of the three have had anything to do with Iowa State. And, you know, a couple volleyball matches were canceled. A women's basketball game was canceled this year. All those cancellations that Iowa State's been involved in, every single one of them have had nothing to do with Iowa State, which is not passing blame here. I'm just saying it's pretty remarkable
mm-hmm.
that Iowa State has gotten all the way through to this point without having its own COVID protocols create any cancellations in any sport.
Well, throw in football, too.
It's really impressive.
Throw in football, too.
Football, Iowa State was one of the very few teams to get entirely through a season, you know, a 12-game season without any postponements, any cancellations. So it's a great tip of the cap to a ton of people at Iowa State who have done an incredible job, especially the student-athletes themselves, being disciplined. And it's just impressive as can be that Iowa State hasn't been the one to have to cancel anything. And I knock on wood because I know there's a lot of luck involved.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for Iowa State men's basketball, it sure would have been nice to have that game last night, but they didn't, and so now it's on to Allen Fieldhouse, and go try to get a win there.
Yeah, it'd be a tough task. Kansas, of course, at sixth in the rankings. Iowa State and Kansas will play at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Pregame show starts at noon. You can catch the game right here on Kicks 101.1. Kansas, though, they've kind of surprised me this year how they played up and down a little bit for being one of the top 10 teams.
Yeah, they, you know, as usual, they lost a lot of really good players off last year's team. Now they are more able than most programs to quickly adapt to that because they're bringing in a bunch more McDonald's All-Americans, and it's, you know, sometimes the transition takes a little while, but generally by this time of year, Coach Self gets his team kind of clicking on all cylinders. They've had mm-hmm. some injury issues, but, you know, their starting five is very good. They don't have a ton of bench depth right now, and they have been a little bit up and down, but when they're on, they're really on. And, you know, there's still a number six team in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for Iowa State, this is, I think, the sixth opponent that's in the top 25 that Iowa State's faced already this year. And this is only, I think, game 10 for Iowa State. So it's amazing how many really good teams they've played. But, you know, this is a huge challenge. But you got to go in there believing you can win it and play as best you can and see if you can put yourself in position to have a chance to win it in the final 5 minutes. And Iowa State's been able to do that in Allen Fieldhouse sometimes in the past, more than any other Big 12 school. So, you know, you got to go try to do it again. And I know the odds are stacked against them, but, you know, that's why they play the games, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Kansas coming off a loss to Oklahoma State on Tuesday night. This Oklahoma State is no slouch. I think what they beat Texas earlier this year, too, didn't they?
Yeah, they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
They've got probably, if not the best freshman in college basketball, certainly in the handful in the conversation, and Kate Cunningham, really a multi-talented player, was rated as the number one recruit coming out of high school last year. And so he's dynamic, easily the front runner for Big 12 Freshman of the Year. And he's really elevated. And then they had a lot of guys returning, you know. And so
mm-hmm.
Iowa State hasn't seen them yet. We will see them twice. That's the thing about the Big 12. You're going to play everybody twice. So Iowa State, you know, still hasn't played Kansas yet, still hasn't played Oklahoma State, still hasn't played Oklahoma. So still a few teams out there that Iowa State's going to see for the first time here in the next few weeks.
We're talking with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, last quick question for you. Of course, Kansas, you know how daunting it can be to go to Kansas and win. You already kind of talked about a little bit of that recipe for success, but you know, it comes down to one thing. What do you think it is to be able to pull off this win?
Well, it's going to have to be more than one thing, but I mean, you're going to have to make shots. You're not going to go in there and shoot 40% and win. Iowa State would have to shoot probably close to 50% and probably at least 40% from the three, and they're going to have to make quite a few threes. When they went in there and won in 2017 with Deontay Burton and they came way back, they set a school record for three-pointers in that game. They had 18 of them. You have to have a hot shooting night generally to beat Kansas, especially in Allen Fieldhouse. Now, Allen Fieldhouse isn't, you know, the same environment as it is when it has fans in it, but it's still a very difficult place to play. But you have to have a good shooting night, and you have to reduce the turnovers. And when Iowa State turned it over against Texas Tech, it led into fast break baskets for them. If you do that at Kansas, it's a recipe for disaster. So cut the turnovers down, make shots, and you got yourself a chance.
One of your favorite places to broadcast when they do have a full crowd?
Oh, without a doubt. Probably my favorite other than Hilton Coliseum, because when you win there, you know you've accomplished something really special. And as I mentioned, Iowa State's won there more than any other Big 12 team in the Bill Self era, or really even going back to Roy Williams. So not that Iowa State has a ton of victories there, but they got more than any other Big 12 team. So it is special when you do it, for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. Have a great call. Thanks for the time this morning, John.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.